Welcome to At the Organ, a weekly show about the classical organ and its music, heard on organlive.com every Sunday or streaming from our website anytime. Just point your browser to attheorgan.com for more information. Now, let's hear what's happening this week at the organ.
Welcome to At the Organ. I'm your host, Jim Logue. Today is August 2nd, 2015, and we have three excellent pieces of music for you to enjoy in today's program. So let's dive right in. We're going to start with Sergei Rachmaninoff and the Symphonic Dances, Opus 45, which Rachmaninoff composed at the Honeyman Estate, Orchard Point in Centerport, New York. These were composed and completed in October of 1940 and premiered by Eugene Ormandy and the Philadelphia Orchestra in 1941. In fact, the composition was dedicated to the Philadelphia Orchestra. Organist Jeremy Filzel has always loved this and other works by Rachmaninoff, and he has transcribed many of Rachmaninoff's work for organ, including the entire Opus 45. Now, he is playing this in the best place it can be played, in Verizon Hall at the Kimmel Center of the Performing Arts in Philadelphia, also home to the Philadelphia Orchestra. The organ is the Fred J. Cooper Memorial Organ, Dobson Opus 76. With 6,938 pipes, it is the largest mechanical action pipe organ in America. Jeremy Filzel with Sergei Rachmaninoff's Symphonic Dances, Opus 45, Movement 2, Andante con moto tempo de valse.
Thank you.
You're listening to At the Organ. Austria's Count Joseph Dame was an enthusiast for mechanical clocks, clockwork devices enabling pipe organs to play. He commissioned music from Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart for these devices that he owned. So Mozart composed three pieces, which today only survive as settings for four hands on piano. David Neild transcribed these pieces to be played on the organ. Organist Christopher Herrick is playing the relatively new Metzler pipe organ, Opus 650, at the Royal Abbey of Santa Maria de Poble at the foot of the Prades Mountains in Spanish Catalonia. The organ was built in 2012. So this is Christopher Herrick performing a composition by Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, arranged for organ by David Neild. This is Andante and Variations in G Major.
Thank you.
You are listening to At the Organ.
Our third composer today is Herbert Howells, who lived from 1892 to 1983. He was the youngest of eight children of a bankrupt builder in the Forest of Dean in England. Howells' talents soon became very well noticed, and he won a scholarship to study at the Royal College of Music. Howells is the most known for a great deal of church music he composed after World War II. His personal life was a difficult one. He lost his son Michael to polio in 1935. He suffered from a great fear of financial insecurity, no doubt to his father's bankruptcy and all the things that happened after that. And he also suffered a life-threatening illness in 1917. It was during these times of tragedy that he channeled his emotions into his music for the church. The Winchester Service was composed in 1967. Howells composed evensong canticles for each of the choirs of Salisbury, Chichester, and Winchester. Winchester was the third that he composed. These choirs perform annually at the Southern Cathedrals Festival. Organist and director of music at Winchester Cathedral is Andrew Lumsden, and here he performs with the Winchester Cathedral Choir. The cathedral's organ was originally on display at the 1851 Great Exhibition and eventually installed in the cathedral in 1854. It was built by Henry Willis and Sons. It has about 5,500 pipes, and a specialist tuner stops by once a month to keep it in tune. Composed by Herbert Howells, this is the Winchester Service, Part 1, the Magnificat. I hope you've enjoyed this edition of At the Organ. If you'd like to listen to this program again or to past episodes, visit our website at www.attheorgan.com. You can also like us on Facebook and on Twitter. At the Organ is available on the Stitcher app. This free app for your mobile device lets you stream the latest and personalized news, sports, talk, and entertainment radio anywhere on demand. Stitcher is the easiest way to discover the best of over 25,000 radio shows, live radio stations, and podcasts just like this one. Search for Stitcher on your mobile app store or find a link on attheorgan.com. I'm Jim Logue. Have a great week and may God bless you.
At the Organ is a production of the Organ Media Foundation. For more information about supporting the foundation or sponsoring an episode of At the Organ, go to organmedia.org. Thank you for listening, and we'll meet you here next week at the Organ.